Welcome to another episode in the podcast called Labor Matters. This is where I address trending issues and queries relating to employment and specifically within the context of our labor laws and labor rights. I am Michelle Russell, attorney at law, and I have a passion for employment law and labor rights. I'm also a self-described budding social activist. I'm a columnist for The Nation newspaper, where I write a weekly column in the Sunday Sun regarding employment law and employment issues. So don't forget to get your copy of the Sunday Sun if you wish to learn more of your employment rights.
You can contact your Nation publishing subscription team 7 days a week in 7 different ways. Call customer service any day at 430-5550. Call subscriptions at 430-5503 or 04. Email subscribers at nationnews.com. Email e-paper support at nationnews.com. Visit www.nationnews.com and select print subscriptions. Visit www.nationnews.com and select e-paper subscriptions. Visit our office on Fontebelle, St. Michael. If your call is not answered, please leave a message. We are here to serve you. Nation News, your news, your time, your way.
Now, in today's podcast, I want to address something I think that's very important in the current climate. And this is what to do if your employer requires all employees to be vaccinated and you are not yet ready or willing to be vaccinated. And the reason I wanted to address this is that I did see the news item regarding the Club Barbados Hotel, where they have now made it mandatory that all visitors and staffs must be vaccinated. Now, this is very interesting because they actually did say, this is a Mr. Larry Basham, who is the general counsel and chief operating officer, did say that 70% of their staff are vaccinated, but according to him, that is insufficient. So as of September 1st, all staff and visitors must be vaccinated. And I was disappointed in this stance because at the end of the day, based on the agreement out of the social partnership, all business sectors, hotel sectors, etc., were essentially to wait on the government to get back to us on what is the national policy regarding vaccination. It is clear this hotel has gone ahead, and several people have reached out to me who are having the same issue of employers requiring them to be vaccinated or vaccinated by a certain date. So I wanted to address, what do you do if you find yourself in this situation and you are not vaccinated and you are not willing to be vaccinated right now? And the first thing I would tell you is turn up for work. So even if your employer implements a mandatory vaccination policy and you are not vaccinated, don't stay home. Do not resign. Turn up for work. Because what this policy is, it represents a unilateral change to your employment contract, which essentially constitutes a form of constructive dismissal. So what you want to do is put the burden on the employer to terminate the employment relationship. So step one is turn up for work. Do not stay home. Now, when I say turn up for work, it means go to work like you normally do. Sign in by whatever medium is normally used for signing in. So whether it is that you're signing in with a card, with an iPad, if you have to write your name in a book and the time of arrival, make sure you sign in so it cannot be said you did not turn up for work. If possible, have a witness of you turning up to work. If you wish, you can record yourself turning up to work. But this becomes very, very essential because it is the employer who is making the unilateral change to the contract. And by unilateral change, I mean it means when one party, without the consent of the other person who is part of the contract, seeks to make a change that is significantly different to what the parties originally agreed. Now, you've been working at this establishment for a year or more, and this advice is really for those who have been working for 1 year or more, because at the end of the day, the Employment Rights Act only protects employees who've been employed by the same employer for 1 year or more. So if you've been working there for a year or more and your job description never had anything to do with vaccination, your contract never had anything to do with vaccination, then by requiring as a condition of your employment that you be vaccinated, the employer is making a material change. And by seeking to implement it without your consent, they're making a material unilateral change to the contract. And this can constitute constructive dismissal. Now, under Section 26 of the Employment Rights Act, the ERA recognizes constructive dismissal as a form of termination of the contract, and therefore it can give rise to a claim for unfair dismissal. So if you are unvaccinated and your employer implements a mandatory vaccination policy, I want you to turn up to work anyway. That is step one. Number two. If part of the reason, or if the main reason or any reason at all for you not being vaccinated is because there is a medical basis for you not being vaccinated at this time, make sure you go to your doctor and get a medical letter or report that explains why you are not a good candidate for any of the current vaccines. So for instance, for the AstraZeneca vaccines, those who have a history of blood clots, it's not recommended that they take the AstraZeneca vaccine. For those with a history of allergies, it is not recommended that they take the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. Persons who are pregnant or trying to conceive, even though recent data is suggesting they may be able to take some of the vaccines, it is still not necessarily something someone in that position might want to do. So step two is, if you have a medical basis for not taking the vaccine, I want you to go to your doctor, get a medical letter that states what the reason is why you're not a good candidate for the vaccine, and submit this to your employer. Make sure you keep a copy for yourself, and make sure you get the employer or your HR representative, your supervisor, your manager, anybody to sign your copy as evidence that they received the medical letter. If they don't want to sign it, record the fact that you were giving them the document, or have a witness who you can depend on in the future to corroborate the fact that you did in fact submit the medical letter. So step one is turn up. It doesn't matter that they say you can't work unless you're vaccinated. You need to turn up because you are still employed, and you do not want to be the person who's bringing the contract to an end. And if you resign, you're the person who brings the contract to an end. If you don't turn up, they can claim it's an abandonment of your post, and you would be the one bringing the contract to the end. So you need to make sure you put the burden on them to end the contract, because this will give you rights to make claims under the ERA in the event that they do terminate you. So step one, turn up. Step two, sign in. Step three, if you have a medical reason for not taking the vaccine, get that medical letter from your doctor and submit it to your employer, and make sure they sign as having received it or have evidence to show that you did in fact give them this letter. Step three, if after you turn up for work at your regular time in your courteous and respectful manner and you sit to do your job, they either refuse to give you access to the building, refuse to give you access to your work site, or refuse to allow you to stay on the premises, you need to, number one, ask them for a letter advising you why you're not being allowed onto the premises or not being allowed to work. So tell them you want it in writing. Now, be courteous, be respectful. We're not trying to start riots here. We're just simply trying to enforce existing labor rights. So ask them to put something in writing. If you can, record the conversation where they're telling you to leave. Record it with your phone. Record it with someone else's phone. But you need a record of them telling you must leave or that you cannot work. But you must leave. If they tell you to leave, I want you to leave respectfully. We're not going to start riots. That's not what I'm encouraging. Leave respectfully, but record the fact that you are leaving because they told you to do so, and still insist that even if they don't give you the letter with the reason that day, that they send the letter to your address at some point or email the letter to you. But I stress, record the interaction and leave peacefully. Number four, or is this five? I think it might be four. If you have to leave and you request this letter, you are essentially being terminated from employment. What some might try to do is suspend you. So that is why the letter is essential, because you want to put the burden on them to say, what is the status of your employment? Are you terminated? Are you suspended? Are you suspended with pay or without pay? Are you being disciplined? This is why the letter, given the reason for why you're not being allowed to stay on the premises or why you're not being allowed to work, becomes essential. If in fact you are terminated, you will be entitled to receive any vacation pay for unused holiday, your monthly pay or pay up to the week that you last work or the month that you last work or the day that you last work, depending on whether you're paid weekly, hourly, or monthly, and you may receive from them termination pay. Now, the termination pay might look like severance pay, or it might be payment in accordance with what is under the ERA for compensation for unfair dismissal. You can get these figures checked by the labor office, or you can consult an attorney to make sure you are paid properly. If they do not pay you, send an email or a letter in writing. Don't turn up and create a fuss, asking why you have not received the compensation to which you are due by law. All right, so let's go through this again. The first thing is, turn up for work like normal. Number two, sign in and make sure you have a record of yourself signing in, whether by swiping a card, signing in a book, or taking a video of it. Number three, if you have a medical reason for not taking the vaccine, make sure you go to your doctor and get the medical letter and submit that letter to your employer, and make sure somebody from your employer signs as having received it. Whether it's HR, your supervisor, your manager, somebody needs to sign as having received it, or you need to record the fact, and I mean video record through your phone, that you have in fact dropped off this letter. Number four, if they tell you to leave, ask them for a letter that states the reason why you're not being allowed to work or not being allowed to stay on the premises, and tell them you want to know what your status is. Are you terminated? Are you suspended? Are you being disciplined? But leave respectfully and courteously. Do not create a scene. It is not necessary. Your leaving will not infringe your legal rights, so long as the only reason you left was because they told you to do so. Now, when I tell you to turn up for work, make sure you turn up in proper safety gear, huh? Make sure you have a mask, and a good mask. I would recommend the K95 mask. Most hardware supermarkets sell them nowadays. If you can, use a K95 mask. Why? Because these masks have the highest effectiveness with respect to blocking the virus. So it goes to show that when you turned up, intending to be as safe as possible, so as to minimize any possible liability or exposure of you to the virus or your co-workers to the virus. So make sure you turn up with your mask, make sure you sanitize when you get there, and make sure you social distance. All right, these things will be important. And like I said, if they do terminate you, so make sure if they tell you to leave, you have that recorded. If they tell you you are terminated, make sure you have that in writing. If you didn't get it, request it again by email, verbally, and record that you are requesting it. And if you are terminated, you're entitled to any unused and accrued vacation pay, plus any pay up to the date that you last worked. And you may also get termination pay, which could be in the form of compensation for unfair dismissal or termination pay. And you can contact the labor office for them to verify the figures, or you can contact an attorney. Now, like I said, these rights apply to those who are employed for 1 year or more, because the Employment Rights Act protects employees who are employed for 1 year or more, but not for those who are employed for less than 1 year. Now, why am I asking you to do these things? I am telling you to do this because I say to people all the time, lawyers are not police officers. I cannot prevent, and no lawyer can prevent, an employer from terminating you. There are reasonable employers, there are good employers, and there are employers that don't care. And some will flagrantly disregard the law. They will know that what they're doing is illegal, and they will do it anyway. And essentially, they are betting on the fact that you won't take any action, or they've already budgeted for what they believe their financial liability will be for having breached any existing laws. So as an attorney, I can't stop them from firing you. So lots of people have reached out to me, and they're like, you know, my employer is saying this and saying that. And I have to say to them, All right, well, you need to decide if your employer says be vaccinated or don't work. You first have to decide if you want to be vaccinated or not. Because if you don't mind being vaccinated, then go ahead and get vaccinated. But if you feel strongly against it or feel strongly against it right now, then you understand you're taking the chance that the employer might dismiss you even if what he's doing is wrong. I can't stop him from doing that. When you deal with reasonable employers, sometimes you can write a letter preemptively, which is before you are dismissed, and say to them, well, this is the law. What you're doing is breaching the law. If you breach it, we are going to take action. And reasonable employers or good employers would then track back a couple of steps and say, well, okay, we're not going to do it. And we can enter into negotiations as what might be suitable or a suitable compromise in the circumstances to protect the employee's interest as well as to protect the employer's interest. However, some employers don't care. And even if, as an attorney, you write that letter, they'll terminate you anyway and leave you to take action if you wish. So as an attorney, I cannot stop them from firing you or terminating you, even if what they're doing is wrong. However, what attorneys do and what labor officers do and what union representatives do is help you to get the remedy post-termination. So you've already been terminated and they're going to help you get the remedy. So these steps that I'm giving you is laying the foundation to strengthen the case for unfair dismissal. And why would it be strengthened? Number one, if an employer unilaterally changes a material term in the contract, like all of a sudden requiring that you can't work unless you're vaccinated, that can constitute constructive dismissal. And if you were an employee who was doing your job while adhering to the safety protocols, you had never caught COVID, you never transmitted COVID in your workplace, and you carried out your job in all other respects in a good way, then there is no proper basis for terminating you, and you'd have a good case for claiming unfair constructive dismissal. The other reason is that an employer who terminates you solely on the ground of the fact that you're not vaccinated would be acting in breach of Section 29 of the ERA. And the gist of the Employment Rights Act is that dismissal must be a last resort. So that employers, based on the legislation, employers must apply progressive discipline. So they have to use every other method first. Warnings, written warnings, verbal warnings, suspensions, etc. before you reach to terminating an employee. And even in a situation where you decide you want to terminate the employee, you can only do so if you comply with the requirements of Section 29. And Section 29 says an employer can only fairly dismiss an employee on the ground of misconduct, incapability, redundancy, some other substantial reason justifying the dismissal of an employee who holds that position, or on the ground of illegality. Misconduct means you essentially engaged in behavior that is contrary to workplace code of ethics or workplace conduct rules. Incapability means your skill, experience, and qualifications in how you do your job, your performance. Redundancy is when the company no longer requires your position because there's a decrease in demand in the business, so they no longer require your position, or they as a whole are closing down. Illegality means that continuing to hire you would breach existing law. For instance, if you are an illegal immigrant, continuing to hire you would breach existing laws. If you are a security guard and you don't have your security license, continuing to hire you would breach existing laws. Since currently there is no law that mandates vaccination of all persons or that mandates vaccination of employees in specific fields or employees at all, then there is no breach of any legislation if they employ you while you're unvaccinated. So in other words, illegality would not arise in the situation. And the last one is some other substantial reason that might justify the dismissal. And this is a broader head that allows employers to rely on specific incidents to dismiss you, which is why it's important to show that as an employee, you adhere to the safety protocols and you never transmitted it or caused an outbreak in the office, and in every other respect, you are capable and did your job well, and they benefited from you during 2020 and all of 2021, despite the fact that you're unvaccinated. This will give a good counter to any argument they want to advance about your continued employment being a safety breach or any such thing. So terminating you on the ground of vaccination or lack of vaccination only breaches Section 29 test of fairness and would end up being an unfair dismissal. And as an employee, you'd be entitled to claim reinstatement, which is you want to get back your job, re-engagement, which is, okay, your job is no longer available, but you want a similar position, or compensation for unfair dismissal. Now, to strengthen your case, you need to take the steps I have recommended. Turn up for work. Sign in. Have a record of signing in. If you have a medical reason for not taking the vaccine, get that medical letter and make sure you submit it and have proof that you submitted it. If they tell you to leave, leave, but ask that you want a reason in writing for why you're not allowed to work or to remain on the premises, and tell them you want to know your status. Are you suspended? Are you terminated? If you are terminated, make sure you get the requisite pay, which is any vacation pay for unused vacation, payment for your salary up to the last day of work, and any extra termination pay they might be throwing in. These things apply to those who are employed for 1 year or more. If you decide that you want to be vaccinated, but you still have reservations, you can say to your employer, and preferably in writing, send an email or draft a letter, say, I understand you've now put in this policy. I also understand it breaches my current employment contract because this is not a condition of my contract. I am willing to take the vaccine if you are willing to sign a form that where you agree to accept liability for any adverse effects I may suffer from the vaccine. So for those of you who are willing to take it but you still have reservations, get your employer to agree in writing to be liable for any kind of adverse effects, whether short-term, long-term, permanent, or temporary. Get them to agree in writing. And if you want a form, you can consult me and I will assist you with that. So that is another way around it. So that you decide you want to stay, but you don't, and you will be vaccinated, but you don't want to be liable for the possible adverse effects, get them to agree to sign this form. If they choose not to sign this form, refuse to accept any form of liability, it will make a good case for you in the event that you are terminated. So that's all I wanted to say today, just to give you a little ammunition on what you can do if you find yourself in the unfortunate position where your employer unilaterally changes the terms and conditions of your contract and now requires you to be vaccinated in order to continue to be employed. Share this podcast with your friends, with those you know who might be facing similar situations, and let us all work together because we are going to empower the workforce, because employers need to realize their business is only as good as the workforce. If no one turns up for work, it will affect the business. They cannot run without willing employees. And we can all stand together to insist that employment rights are respected. I am Michelle Russell, attorney at law. Thanks for listening to another episode of Labor Matters.